Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the study session of the Mesa City Council. It's Monday, December 4th. We are excusing the mayor who is out of town, and is he calling in this evening? No, he's not. Okay, thank you. All right, we have five items on our study session agenda. The first one is to review the items on the agenda for the December 4th regular council meeting. If you'd all please turn to your most recent council agenda, which has no date at the top of it. We have an invocation, pledge of allegiance, and then the consent agenda on page one. Moving on to page two, the public hearing for the general plan amendment, the major plan amendment, has been continued to the December 18th council meeting. And as a result of our policy that we hear it and vote on it at the same meeting, the item 3B has also been continued to the December 18th council meeting. This is the one that is near Williams Gateway Airport. It's sometimes known as the Levine property. It is the southern part of the General Motors property. All right, anything on page two? Page three.
Vice Mayor, it's my conflict on item five because of the town center.
Okay. And that is also on 10F.
10F.
That's the actual voting on that one.
Correct.
So we'll make note of that and keep, well, they were going to be off consent anyway because of the public hearing. Anything else on page three? Page four? Page four is liquor licenses. Page five is more liquor licenses, and we start on contracts. Anything on this one? All right. I did have a question on the vests, on the police vests. We had some issues previously with vests, and I'm assuming that those things have all been resolved. You can come up and talk, because we've got a few minutes, so it's okay. If you want to come up and talk about what you've done about police vests and the issues that we've had in the past. These are being fully funded through a UASI Homeland Security grant.
Yes, I'm Gil Atanias. I'm Assistant Chief and Director of Operations. These vests are tactical vests for our SWAT team. These aren't the same type of vests that we have for concealed carry for general officer wear. Those are the vests that we had the issues with. Those vests are on a whole different system of approval. These are tactical vests, and Lieutenant Bob Gervasi of our SWAT team can answer any questions regarding the specifics of these vests, if you
like. Okay, so these didn't have any of the difficulties we had with the other ones?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Very well. Okay.
Okay, page six. We are deleting item 8F. There's still some issues that are being worked on there, and they'll bring that back later. So Kim West, if you could delete item 8F, please. Anything else on page six? Page seven. Kyle, my understanding is you have a conflict on 9D.
That is correct.
Okay, we'll make sure that stays off of consent. These are zoning cases. These are the introductions of zoning cases and setting the hearing for December 18th, 2006. All right, moving over to page 8. Item 9G, Councilmember Whalen has a conflict.
Correct.
You have anything else on page 8? Once again, we're setting the hearing date on these. Page 9. Yes. You're waiting? Waiting for me to say 10? Okay, 10. Mr. Wesley.
Vice Mayor, did want to point out on, item 9K. This is with the Stonebridge Mountain Development. You previously introduced the recommendation from the PNZ Board. We are introducing a second ordinance. It's kind of unusual, so I just wanted to point out. The applicant has been working with the property owners in the area trying to resolve some issues, and so we do have the second ordinance being introduced. You've received some emails maybe recently from some of the neighbors in the area, maybe having a hard time understanding exactly what's going on with this. The applicant is having a follow-up neighborhood meeting next week on Wednesday the 13th to try to address those and make sure it's clear what's changing, what's being proposed at this time.
Okay, I know this is Councilmember Griswold's district, and he has been working on it. Do you want to tell everybody, do you know where the meeting's going to be, Rex?
Yeah, it'll be Wednesday the 13th at MCC Red Mountain Campus upstairs. That's about, at 6:30 it starts.
Okay, and this is, there are two ordinances now. There was another one that was introduced 2 weeks ago.
That's correct.
And then continued.
To the 18th.
To the 18th, and this one has been introduced, and they will both be heard on the night of the 18th. So if somebody wants to talk about these, that's the night then that it's a good time to come and talk to the council about them. And in the meantime, certainly you're always welcome to speak at the council meeting on any item on the agenda, but that's the night that the council will be making decisions. I would really recommend that people who are interested in this, and if the rest of the council is like me, we've had a lot of emails on it, that they attend the meeting so that they can have that back and forth conversation that really helps. So if you have any questions about it, Councilmember Griswold has really been working on this for a long time. Okay, anything else on this page? Yes, Councilmember Rawls.
I'm just curious as to why 10A is not on consent. The public hearing was earlier.
No, it's the first.
Oh, that's right. The public hearing was the. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, at the beginning of the.
The public hearing.
Lawyers. Okay, page 11. And we noted Councilmember Whelan's conflict on 10F. Anything on page 12?
Oops.
Councilmember Griswold, do you want to go back to 11?
Yeah. I had a question on 11B, 11C, and 11D, but I could probably ask it afterwards. They're fairly detailed on building and balconies and sprinklers. So maybe I can answer before we get to the meeting on that.
We've got a couple of minutes. Do you want to just tell them what your question is, and that'll give them a second here?
It's on page 15, on balconies and sprinkler requirements. On 11B, it was on halfway houses being sprinklered, which I'm in favor of. I'm just making sure it does cover anybody over, I think, as I read it, more than... trying to figure the number of residents you have to have before you had to sprinkler a halfway house. So those are probably my two questions that I came through.
Do you have those answers right now? Do you want to come up and give those answers right now, Terry?
Vice Mayor, Councilmember Griswold, first on page 15, remember that this section of the ordinance is for commercial. When it says residential here, we're talking about apartments. The reason for requiring sprinklers on the balconies of apartments is because they oftentimes get used for barbecue grills and such as that. So there is a need to have sprinklers in those areas which are usable by the residents.
Okay, if you have a patio outside, let's say your restaurant, do you have to sprinkle it?
In that case, it would depend on the size of the patio.
Okay.
Again, we've got any kind of a covered area that exceeds, I think it's 5,000 square feet, requires sprinklers.
Okay. And on halfway houses?
That's a more difficult question. The numbers are directly related to the ability of the residents to respond by themselves in an emergency, either physically or mentally. So we have three categories, 0 to 5, 5 to 16, and above 16. Everything over 16 is an I-1, that's an institutional one that absolutely requires sprinklers. From 5 to 16 is an I-2 and also requires sprinklers. Less than 5, if all of the residents are capable of self-preservation, it would not require sprinklers.
So 5 to 16 does require.
Yes.
Okay, because one of the things we've been accused of, we've had some of the lower housing prices and been the investment choice of halfway houses in the area. And I hope that we'd at least meet our neighboring cities where it's a little more expensive to build halfway houses in Mesa. And we don't get to be the cheapest investment place in the valley. So I think this is a good step forward. Thank you.
Councilmember Jones.
Terry, what's going to be the trigger for that? Because lots of times, they just come in and set up shop without doing proper licensure and so forth. Is that just a matter of people reporting, hey, there's a business going on here? How are we going to know?
Vice Mayor Walters, Councilmember Jones, as in any kind of a building code violation, we rely on either code compliance or fire's annual inspections to catch those. We don't do that type of enforcement, so if we rely on a neighbor, you know, calling us or identifying that there's a problem, or a neighborhood community might recognize that their new business has set up there, or an annual inspection by fire.
Oh, so once we become aware of a business being set up, whether they've registered licensing or not, once we're aware of it, we can proceed with checking out the codes.
We do, and we also then do enforcement. Now, if they come in and pull a license for it, which most times they will do even when they don't get their permits, then we do a back check on everything that comes in as a license that wasn't previously permitted at that location. Then we go out and do an inspection.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions on this? Okay, then we'll move on. Page 12. And we're still on ordinances, and these are ordinances that we're taking action on. Councilmember Griswold.
Since I've got you back down seating, maybe it's an engineering question, but on dark sky ordinance on 11D, I just didn't see where that could fit into the code on the lighting. There was a certain requirement of foot candles, et cetera. I know we do have dark sky ordinances allowed in some areas of our city.
We do, and Councilmember Walters, Vice Mayor Walters, Councilmember Griswold. Chapter 5 of Title 4 is the electrical code. The electrical code is where the dark sky ordinance resides. Obviously, it's related to lighting. Those regulations are now been moved from the back of that chapter to the front of that chapter.
Thank
because
you.
We were told by the public that they had difficulty finding it.
So
we've renumbered those sections. We didn't make much in the way of technical changes, but we did flip the back part to the front so it would be easier for people to find.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else on page 12? Right, page 13, this is still adoption of, or consideration of adoption of ordinances. And that's all we have on that. All right, that takes care of item one on our study session agenda. If we'd look at item two, which is acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees, Parks and Rec, Human Services Advisory Board, and Board of Adjustments.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on this? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Councilmember Jones.
Today I sat in for the mayor with our Mace Community Council and with our city manager, and some very interesting discussion with community leaders from our schools and other parties there. And also last week I met with an ongoing, by assignment from the Mesa United Way, working with our CPS folks, family to family, working on a need in area code 85204 for foster families.
Excellent. Thank you. Mr. Griswold.
On Saturday, we opened a new bank, M&I Bank, on Power and McDowell, and it was line out the door, which is very interesting to see. I don't know if they gave away free money or whatever, but it was very well received. And attended a neighborhood annexing meeting at 102nd and University, asking about annexing, and from a county island, and people are starting to come to us and say, how do we join the city? So it's very interesting. I spend a lot of my time talking to friends in county islands saying, how do you join the city? So it seems to be a movement going somewhere.
Thank you. Mr. Whalen, do you have anything you want to report?
My feet hurt.
Mr. Whalen and I participated in a charity fundraiser today for the Mesa Symphony. It was playing 100 holes of golf in one day, and I had never played golf before today, so it was I don't expect to be able to sleep much tonight, but I think you ought to tell them all what you did.
We raised $40,000 for the symphony, which was pretty good, and I watched Claudia swing over 100 times.
And Mr. Udall, I scored under 100 on 18 holes. Just have to report that.
double my bet?
That's correct.
How much is that,
$40,000? I'm on the city auditor to look.
And Mr. Whalen got a hole in one. And Mr. Hutchinson got
Drinks
a hole in one.
Drinks available in the back.
Mike Hutchinson, Mike Whalen, and I were all playing together, and they both got a hole in one. I was very excited because I actually got a birdie on a hole, and it wasn't the kind that was flying. So it was, although we did have a coyote at one point that was running back and forth across the course. All right.
Thank you to Mr. Skip Carney for organizing that, too. He personally raised over $10,000 himself. So, you know, one of the things that this council has done is reduce funding to our arts and culture areas. So the community has stepped up in the areas of a parade and now this fundraiser. It's going to get more difficult as each year goes by with all the different charities looking for funds, but this was a fun event and well-deserved for our symphony.
We do appreciate all of the nonprofits in our community and the people who serve on those boards and committees who work so hard to make Mesa a wonderful place to live, and we really appreciate all of their efforts. All right, I also went to the Desert Club and invited me to come to their Christmas Idea House, another wonderful nonprofit in our community who has for years raised money for scholarships for students, and they did a great job again this year. There is always a family in the community that gives up their house for several days and for this event, and there was a wonderful family that did that again this year, stepped forward and gave up their house to allow people to come through, and it was very well done, as it always is. Any other reports on meetings or conferences attended? All right, then let's move on to scheduling of meetings and general information. Chris?
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We want to make sure the council knows that you're invited to our open house and the celebration, celebrate the remodeling of a municipal building. So that ribbon cutting will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, December 6th. We also want to remind the council that this week's December 7th study session has been canceled. In place of that, though, the General Development Council Committee will be meeting at 8 a.m. on December 7th. Then we'll have a regular December 14th study session at 7:30, and that will be followed by an Audit and Finance Committee meeting. And then our final council meeting of this month will be December 18th, and our final study session for this month will be December 21st. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess that'll be the final one for this year. All right. Anything else? Pre-scheduled public appearances.
None, Vice
Mayor.
No
speakers? All right. Then our meeting is adjourned.